No.
More than two guys on him, and that kind of sets up their defensive line.
Yeah. You know, Fletcher's a great player. He's good in the run. He's good in the pass game. He causes, you know, a lot of disruption. You know, that might not show up on a stat sheet there, say, you know, but just, hurries, things like that, just disruption. You know, so he's done a good job. You know, the whole front has all year, so it's going to be a challenge. You know, they've got guys that they can rotate in there, and they've, you know, been playing really good football.
While we were waiting for you to come out here, a lot of us were checking out Brady's new documentary that just came out, the first episode. Have you had a chance to hear anything about it? Have you seen any clips or commercials for it?
Nah, we never practiced, so I didn't have a chance to watch it, I guess. So, I haven't heard anything really about it, but, you know, I'm sure it's probably pretty good if you put it together.
What do you think people's interest in Tom Brady? Why do you think people are so interested in him?
You know, I mean, he's, you know, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback to ever play, you know, the game of football. So I think that makes him a pretty interesting person. You know, it's such a popular sport. And, you know, when a guy has had that much success for that long, I think it draws a lot of attention and, you know, it's well-deserved.
Can you set Netflix aside one night maybe and watch his 15 minutes?
That might be after the season, maybe. So maybe after the season. Is it on Netflix? I don't know. So
Facebook watch.
I don't have Facebook, so I don't know. Maybe my wife has it or something. I don't know.
David, what makes Tom so effective on opening drives?
I think, you know, just us as a unit, we really, you know, put a big emphasis on that, you know, and, you know, starting fast. And, you know, so that's something, you know, we want to come out there and try to do, you know, is always start with points, you know, try to get a lead, you know, especially if you get the ball first. You know, so I think that's just every team's goal. And, you know, I think he's just done a great job, and, you know, in our whole offense, you know, just trying to make that a point of emphasis.
David, Patriots kind of known for taking guys on other teams who maybe aren't doing so well, bringing them here, and they end up being major contributors. What is it about the Patriots culture that allows a player to succeed here where maybe they weren't succeeding somewhere else?
You know, I don't know. I don't. I've never been anywhere else, so I can't, you know, really speak on what another team's culture is like. You know, I think, you know, it's just a testament to, you know, those guys and anyone, you know, guys that, you know, we have tons of guys who are undrafted, you know, guys from other teams, you know, whatever it may be. I think it's just a testament to those guys coming in and working and, you know, doing their best to learn the system. And I think they're pretty good football players.
Can I ask you what your reaction was when you got a chance to come here, when the Patriots offered you a job, your personal feelings?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was definitely kind of a, you know, blessing in disguise, I think. You know, I didn't really know, you know, what was going on. That was kind of a crazy period, the whole undrafted thing. And, you know, I wanted a chance to, you know, play with the best. I think this was the best organization and, you know, has been for a while now. So, you know, I wanted to be the best. And so why not come here and learn from the best?
David, how has your relationship with Tom changed and maybe evolved over the years? Can you compare it to when you were a younger player as to where you are now? The level of comfort, I imagine, has gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, even from the beginning, Tom did a great job of, you know, making me feel welcome, I guess. You know, he knew my name, you know, the first day I was able to meet him. So, you know, I was blown away by that as, you know, an undrafted, you know, rookie that, you know, this guy took time to learn my name. So, you know, it's been a pleasure working with him, you know, as it is a lot of those guys in that room. And I think he just does a, you know, great job of welcoming guys. And I think it's become a little bit more comfortable, you know, and, you know, we've worked together for a while now, and it's been good.
David, how is there something comparable in the world of sports to the relationship, for you anyway, maybe as a sports fan, between a quarterback and the center?
I don't know. It's kind of a special relationship, I guess. You know, it's, I don't know, maybe a pitcher and catcher, maybe. I don't know. I didn't play baseball that long, so I can't really speak on that. But it kind of seems everywhere, you know, at any level of football, there's kind of a special relationship with, you know, because it all starts with YouTube and, you know, it's kind of your job to relay information, you know, to your other guys from him. I'm relaying information back to him. So, you know, the big thing is just us being on the same page, and I think we've done, you know, a pretty good job of that here. So just got to keep going.
David, when you guys are learning a game plan for a week and you have a player like Gronk, who's a big part of this team, how might that implementation of the game plan be different when you have a player that you may or may not play in that particular week?
You know, I think, you know, our job as players now is just to go out there and prepare, you know, and even if you're, you know, whatever your status may be, you know, you just, you know, prepare like you're going to get ready to go. And, you know, I can't really speak on the, you know, it's not my job to game plan. I just try to execute it. So, you know, I think, you know, our job is to go out there, you know, soak up as much information as you can, you know, no matter if you're playing or not, because you never know, you know, when that chance is going to come. You know, you could be injured and get healthy. You could be healthy, get hurt. So you just never know. So I think that's just each guy's responsibility to prepare and know as much as you can and go out there and execute it.
There's a flood of Bill Belichick door knockers being made. My question is, would you knock on that door? And two, what would you think would be on the other side?
Do what?
There's a flood of Bill Belichick door knockers being made.
Oh, like the...
Yeah, where his mouthpiece is kind of like the door knocker.
All right.
One, would you knock on that door? And two, what would you think would be on the other side?
Probably, it's got to be a big Patriot fan if they got a Bill Belichick door knocker, so it'd probably be pretty nice.
David, Bill, you know, says a lot that experience doesn't mean much, but just what did last year's experience in going to the Super Bowl and the week mean for you in terms of being prepared this year for this again?
Yeah, you know, it, you know, experience, you know, really doesn't mean much. You know, it's who executes best, but I think you just, you know, you just try to stay in your routine as best as you can, you know, and, you know, prepare. This isn't a bye week. You know, you just try to prepare like you're playing on Sunday, and I think that's a big thing, you know. And just, you know, learning just how to, you know, deal with a lot of distractions. You know, but I think you do that as you get older, too, in the NFL. A lot of distractions, things going on like that. So just being able to time manage and, you know, handle those distractions, I think. But I think, like I said, I think you learn that as you just get older, too.
Did anything surprise you last year during that week? Like, you know, whether it was ticket requests or just anything that, that maybe you didn't think was going to be a reality in the NFL?
I mean, I guess the media day would be the only surprise.
Yeah, the podiums, right?
Yeah, I mean, so that was just interesting seeing all the people, you know, some people dressed up or whatever. But, you know, like I said, I just tried to stick to my routine as much as possible. Didn't do anything, you know, out of the norm.
Do you have a Super Bowl routine at this point?
I wouldn't say it was a Super Bowl routine. I stick to my routine, you know, that I do in, you know, camp, OTAs, you know, whatever that may be, just kind of whatever phase of the season we're in. You know, right now, we're still playing football. It's another football game, and so I'm going to stay in that routine that I've been doing all year.
Before they run you off, Kevin, in the door knocker distraction category again, you're going to Minnesota. What's your favorite Prince song?
Prince song? Oh, gosh. I didn't listen to that much Prince growing up. I know Purple Rain, so I guess we'll go with that one.
David, you're a superstitious guy. I mean, you're wearing a Super Bowl white jersey. Do you think this white jersey helped you to win the game?
No, what's going to help us win the game is our execution. You know, if it was just a white jersey, it'd be pretty easy to win a game. So, you know, it's all work you put in all year, these next 2 weeks, you know, and executing during the game.
Is that or not?
No.
When Bill was asked about their front four, he said it's more like eight or nine.
Yeah.
The depth of Philadelphia's defensive front, is it noticeably different in preparing for them than last
year? Yeah, you know, they have a lot of depth. They move people around, you know, defensive ends coming to defensive tackles, you know, so that can give other guys blows. You know, so they've got a good system, you know, how they're doing it, and they're obviously very comfortable in, you know, what they want to do. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge, you know, when you guys are rotating in like that. And I think as an O-lineman, you know, you can't just be like, oh, I'm blocking this guy. You know, you need to be familiar with all the guys. So, you know, that's something we take upon ourselves, you know, be familiar with everyone, know who you're going to block.
Right there tonight against Jacksonville, where he got quite also lined up wide.
Yeah.
He was in a wide tackle position. He kind of did a game. You picked him up. Is when your team plays the wide nine, is your peripheral vision or your awareness of those guys on the outside?
You know, it's I was just doing my job. You know, we post the protection that way. You know, I was just more in that they had a wide three technique too. So, you know, in that sense, I'm just, you know, more heightened sense of games that, you know, D linemen could run. You know, so it wasn't, you know, anything a special play. I was just doing my rules and following my job, or doing my job and following my rules. And, you know, they fell into that. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.